Neighboring gems with no regard for human life.
Curry for three. What a night for Stephen Curry.
What a nice shot, Gareth Bale.
Manchester United have reached the promised land.
Can Manchester United score? They always score.
Don't wish, I'm glad you're just hope. And to you, Irvin, get back.
Yo. Cavaliers have just won the first NBA championship for Cleveland in 40 years.
Bryant, for the win. Bam!
10,
9,
8,
7,
6,
5,
4,
3,
2,
1,
GO!
Hello, dear audience. Welcome to this week's Highlight Sports. I'm Yvette. Love sports, love radio CUC. Now let me have a brief introduction of today's program. This time in World Sports News, Yvette and Ada will bring you the latest football news of four major football leagues, continuing to Derby, and the news of the ATP final and cycling is also fantastic. So don't miss the World Sports News this time. In the highlight game, Jaden Curry will comment the game between Chicago Bulls and Los Angeles Clippers. Have you watched the game yet? If not, just listen to the highlight game. Moving to the weekly 4C, National State focused one NBA game between the Warriors and the Rockets. In NBA, the Golden State will keep winning while they see that the new Warriors is not so hard to defeat them before. Houston has a big chance to take this game, leading by James Harden, who grows stronger and achieves perfect records. In your man, Richard will introduce a widely known sport in Asia named Tekken Dao to you. Today in The Great, Lefty is going to introduce a very beautiful gymnastic to you, Song Yanjie. Now, let's kick off with the World Sports News. Good evening, my dear audience. You are listening to the World Sports News. Welcome back, I'm Yvette.
Good evening, guys. I'm Mada.
First, let's have a brief look at what in Central Sports News happened this week. In golf, England's Charlie Hu has won the CME Group Tour Championship by 2 shots to earn her first LPGA title. The 20-year-old finished on a tournament record 19 under par to beat South Korea Ru So-yeon, who started the final round with 1 shot late ahead and shot 6 birdies in her birdie-free round for a 6-under par 66 at the Florida course. World number 1, Lydia Ko was tied for 10th, while England's Judy Edward Chalufi finished tied for 36.
Welsh cyclist Eleanor Barker recently won the Track World Cup points race. Barker, a member of the successful Olympic team Pursuit Quartet in Rio, was surprised at the winning. Training being difficult since Rio, and after having some time off, it's always hard to get back into it, so I was quite pleasantly surprised at that weekend. Britain topped the medal table with 2 golds, 2 silvers, and 1 bronze, and Barker believes it showed that the future is pretty bright for British cycling at that moment.
Andy Murray beats Novak Djokovic at 6-2, 6-4, winning the ATP World Tour final title and sealed the world number one spot. British Andy Murray beat 5-time champion Novak Djokovic to win his first ATP World Tour final title and end 2016 as the world number one. I'm very happy to win, and to be world number one is very special, said Scott. It's very special playing against Novak in a match like this.
And now, let's kick out some basketball news. The Thunder got its 2nd straight home win on Friday night, 124-105, over the Nets in a game that was completely different in the first quarter than the remaining 3 periods. Brooklyn scored 40 points on 8-for-10 three-point shooting in the first quarter, but after that the Thunder's big men got up to the level of the screen better on pick and rolls, forced ball handlers to the sideline and used their hands to be disruptive.
It wasn't about the defensive scheme, it was just about doing it harder, better and more crisply. Most of all, it was about being patient. The same as the football. This week the football game are also very exciting. There are 4 important games
recovery for Major Football League. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang's first half strike gave Borussia Dortmund victory over Bayern Munich in Der Klassiker.
Yes, Dortmund's victory was also their first at home against Bayern in the Bundesliga since April 2012, and it saw them close the gap on their rivals to 3 points as they climb up to third spot. And in La Liga, Cristiano Ronaldo's 39th career hat-trick gave Real Madrid a derby win over City rivals Atletico to increase their lead at the top of La Liga.
Ronaldo recently signed a new contract with Real Madrid until June 2021 and claimed he can play on until he's 40. Love him or lose him, it looks like he will be around for some time to come.
Exactly. I can't wait watching the next game of Cristiano Ronaldo. But the Premier League is also fantastic. Manchester United were denied victory over Arsenal at Old Trafford as substitute Olivier Giroud headed an 89th-minute equalizer after Juan Mata's opener. The draw left Mourinho bemoaning his side as the unluckiest team in the Premier League, a result that sees United languishing in 6th place, 8 points behind leader Liverpool.
And in Serie A, there's a Milan derby, which arguably the greatest local derby in Europe has recently become nothing more than a lackluster mid-table clash between two fallen giants. As the clock ticked into its 93rd minute and the Milan fans celebrated, their players have one more corner to defend. Guilty of missing two first-half chances, Perisic adjusts his feet sharply to divert Jason Morelos' wayward header into the bottom corner and ensure the bright and white wouldn't be heading to the right side of Milan.
Well, that's all for this week's World Sports News. See you next week at the same time.
Coming next is the highlight game. Stay tuned. Bye. Trust me, pal.
Welcome to this week's highlight game. I'm Kyrie.
And this is Jade.
Have you heard about the great basketball game that night between Chicago Bulls and Los Angeles Clippers?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Marcus Spates scored 11 of his season high 16 points in the first quarter, rallying Los Angeles past Chicago 102-95. On Saturday night to snap the Bulls' four-game winning streak. You can take losing in this league, but you don't want to lose that way. Chicago Bulls the one way that, even with all the offense, Spade's biggest play came up on assist with 49 seconds left. Jamal Crawford missed a three-pointer and Spade's grabbed the offense rebound. He fed Crawford for a driving reverse layup that restored the Clippers' lead to 5 points. I was in position to get it, and he didn't expect it, so I surprised him, said Spades, who was yanked after going scoreless during a brief stint in the first half. Clippers coach Doc Rivers said it was a great example when you just got to figure it out.
Blake Griffin had 26 points and 13 rebounds, and Chris Paul added 19 points for the Clippers, who only two losses have come at home to Oklahoma City and Memphis. Rallying from a 19 points for the victory moved them to an NBA best 12-2. Wade led Chicago with 28 points, hitting 5 three-pointers. Jimmy Butler added 22 points, making 11 of 12 free throws. And they had to dig deep into their bag to pull this one out at home. Wade said, "That's what we want to do, make teams walk away scared up, feeling what we want to do, feeling like that got away with one. And that's what they should be feeling." The Bulls made just one field goal over the final 6-30, keeping it close on 7 consecutive free throws, including 5 by Butler. Cannon hit a 3-pointer to jolt them to 97-95 with 44 seconds left.
Butler fouled Griffin with 20 seconds to go and he made both for a 99-95 lead. Wade missed a pull-up jumper before Ty Gibson and Kyle Trapp Hardrick was hit with technical fouls in the losing seconds. Partridge was ejected. That's a great team playing the best basketball in the league, Hall Breck said. We fought them and we gave ourselves a chance. Wade scored 10 of the Bulls' first 12 points to start the second quarter, cushioned their lead to 90 points before Clippers suddenly awakened. They outscored Chicago 21-7 points to halftime, trailing 52-47. Griffin scored 8 points, highlighted by his dunk over Robin Lopez off a bounce pass. In the lane for Paul, Griffin elevated with his left hand on Lopez's shoulder and slammed the ball down, drawing a foul. Wade's wife, Gabrielle Union, grimaced from his fourth row seat while the crowd roared.
Here are some tip-ins. They shot 68% in the first quarter, their best in a quarter this season. They are 3-0 in the first game of a back-to-back and 1-1 in the second game. Griffin has scored 20-plus points in the 7 straight games. Since their home opener on October 30th, they have played 12 games in 20 days. Most in the league in the span don't have 2 days off in between games until December 5th. The Diamond Stone was assigned to the Santa Cruz Warriors of the D-League after appearing in 3 games for the Clippers. Stone was the 40th overall pick in the joint draft after playing 1 season at Maryland. F. Wesley Johnson missed his 5th straight game with a left heel.
And after the game, Doc Rivers said to Butler that he proves you can be a gentleman and a killer at the same time.
Rajon Rondo returned to Chicago's starting lineup after missing 2 games because of sprained left ankle and bone chips. He just missed a triple-double, finishing with 9 points, 10 rebounds and 8 assists. Hilbert said the team missed Rondo's energy. He's done a nice job of throwing the ball ahead, getting the ball to our wings where we can attack or getting the ball to the post.
Up next section, the Wolves. They stay in LA to play on the Lakers on Sunday and in the second game of the back-to-back. Their third of the season, and they swept the Lakers last season for the second time in 3 years. For Clippers, host Toronto Raptors on Monday before that departing on a 6-game trip, the longest of the season. Just check out the team sites for the Chicago Bulls and the LA Clippers for more game coverage. And that's this week's highlight game. Coming next is Weekly 4C.
See you.
Bye.
Oh, if there's one thing to be told.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Weekly 4C. I'm Steve.
I'm Ness. Steve, have you watched NBA games recently?
Yes, a couple of times. I've seen James Harden play not bad this season.
Well, next week, Houston Rockets will fly to California meeting their old opponent, the Golden State Warriors. It's gonna be a fierce and exciting game. However, our Big Four will teach them a lesson.
Don't count your chickens before they hatch. It seems like your Big Four's performance is not so stable as we thought. Klay Thompson has struggled sometime lately with his awful shooting percentage. The four did not match with each other well, but James did bring us so much highlight this season. With 30-plus score and 10-plus assists, he has no doubt become stronger than ever before. He no longer stick to the ball but enjoy sharing it with his fellows. And that will be great. I think the Rockets will win this match.
Your words have point, but they don't mean Rockets will win. Especially, James was left alone. Without Howard's help, their central defense will be a problem.
So did the Warriors. Without Andrew Bogut, their defense level suffers a disastrous decline. But we have Patrick Beverley back, the aggressive defender. Don't you remember how he treated Westbrook in the past, or Curry? He can lighten the burden of Harden, also make sure the rotation more sensible. Make sure that Gordon and Harden won't at the court at the same time for too long, which let Rockets' ball distribution be better.
Patrick's comeback did cause stress on the Warriors, but he can't limit 4 at a time, right?
Don't you think this season, the Warriors has been dependent so much on personal ability? I mean, Durant still keep jumping shots. The fluency of offensive is worse than the last 2 seasons. However, Rockets' new coach Mike D'Antoni is famous for tactical bombardment, which require guards to connect the whole team well.
Just like what Nash did in the summer.
Yes, and I think James is capable of it. Look how he reached 10 plus assists in the last 10 games. And at the same time, he can score. He can make three. He can step back. He really become a leader in this team.
Warriors still insist to share the ball, though their defense drop quickly. Their offense still in high level, which no one can deny. They have invincible talent. What they should do right now is to use it properly. I think they will work out. They just beat two great enemies in the East, the Toronto Raptors and the Boston Celtics, with absolutely superiority. You don't know what they're gonna do to Rockets, especially in their home court.
Yes, I think to win this game, the first thing Houston need to do is be a good defender. Each of the players, they must not miss any ball from Clay, Steph and Durant.
Well, so the Warriors. They need to be extremely concentrated and they need to be clean to opportunities as well. I'm looking forward to seeing them play a good defense. Can't wait to see Curry and Harden's fabulous performance.
Me too. Well, coming to the end of today's Weekly 4C, I hope the Rocket will have a revenge.
And I think the Warriors won't let this happen. The game will be held on this Friday. Don't miss it.
Okay, that's all for this week's Weekly 4C. I'm Steve.
I'm Ines. See you next week at the same time.
Bye.
Bye. I don't wanna be right.
Hello everyone, welcome to Today's Your Man. I'm Rachel. I'm gonna introduce a widely known sport in Asia named Taekwondo. Taekwondo is a Korean martial art characterized by its emphasis on head-high kicks, jumping and spinning kicks, and fast kicking techniques. Taekwondo was developed during the 1940s and 1950s by various martial artists by incorporating elements of karate and Chinese martial arts with indigenous Korean martial arts traditions. The oldest governing body for Taekwondo is the Korean Taekwondo Association, KTA, formed in 1959 through a collaborative effort by representatives from the nine original schools, or martial arts schools in Korea. The main international organizational bodies for Taekwondo today are the International Taekwondo Federation, ITF, and the Partnerships of Kagyu World and World Taekwondo Federation, founded in 1972 and 1973, respectively, by the Korean Taekwondo Association. Garage, a type of full-contact sparring, has been an Olympic event since 2000. The body known for Taekwondo in the Olympics is the World Taekwondo Federation. In fact, World Taekwondo Federation sparring competitions award additional points for strikes that incorporate spinning kicks. To facilitate fast turning kicks, Taekwondo generally adopts stances that are narrow and hence less stable than a border, wide stances used by martial arts such as karate. The trade-off of decreased stability is believed to be worth the commensurate increase in agility, particular in Kagyu-style Taekwondo. Taekwondo student typically wears a uniform, often white but sometimes black or other colors, with a belt tied around the waist. White uniforms are considered a traditional color and are encouraged for use at formal ceremonies such as bouts and promotions. Colored uniforms are often reserved for special teams or higher level instructors. There are at least two major styles of daobuk, with the most obvious differences being the style of jacket. White uniforms in WTA tradition will typically be white throughout the jacket, while ITF-style uniforms are trimmed with a black border along the bottom of the jacket. Different clubs and schools use different color schemes for belts. In general, the darker the color, the higher the rank. Taekwondo is traditionally performed in barefoot, although martial arts training shoes may sometimes be worn. The school or places where instruction is given is called Daojang. Common usage, the term Daojang is often used to refer to the school as a whole. Modern Daojang so often incorporate padded flooring, often incorporating red and blue patterns in the flooring to reflect the colors of the Taiji symbol. The Dow Jones is usually decorated with items such as flags, banners, belts, instructional materials, and traditional Korean calligraphy. Taekwondo ranks vary from style to style and are not standardized. Typically, these ranks are separated into junior and senior sections. Colloquially refers to as color belts and black belts. The junior section of ranks, the color belt ranks, are dedicated by the Korean Wood Group. Practitioners in these ranks generally wear belts ranging in color from white to red and brown. Belt colors may be solid or may include a color stripe on a solid background. The numbers of group ranks varies depending on the style, typically ranging between 8 and 12 group ranks. To advance from one rank to the next, students typically complete promotion tests in which they demonstrate their proficiency in the various aspects of the art before their teacher or panel of judges. Promotion tests vary from school to school, but may include such elements as the execution of patterns, which combine various techniques in specific sequences, the breaking of boards to demonstrate the ability to use techniques with both power and control, sparring and self-defense to demonstrate the practical application and control of techniques. And answering questions on terminology, concepts, and history to demonstrate knowledge and understanding of the art. Taekwondo competition typically involve sparring, breaking, patterns, and self-defense. In Olympic Taekwondo competition, however, only sparring is performed. What is worth mentioning is that Chinese Taekwondo team got 2 medals in 2016 Rio Olympics, and it was the first time for Chinese men Taekwondo player to win a gold medal. Well, friends, that is today's Your Man. We'll introduce more sports for you in the future. Stay tuned.
Good evening, this is The Great. I'm Letty. Today I will introduce Song Yongjae, a beautiful career gymnast, to you. Song Yongjae was born 28th May 1994 in Seoul. She is the only child to her parents. Song is a South Korean individual rhythmic gymnast. She is the 2014 Asian Games All-Round Champion, the 2010 Asian Games All-Round Bronze Medalist, and 3-time Asian Champion All-Round Champion. Song is also a recipient of the Talent Medal of Korea in 2011. Now she is managed by the IB Sports Agency. Song began gymnastics at a young age to help her lose weight. In 2009, she became the junior all-round champion at the Slovenian Challenge Tournament. It was the first time that a South Korean wrist gymnast won a gold medal at an international tournament level of FIG. After grabbing a medal in individual all-round at the 2010 Asian Games, Song became a star in Korea, similarly as Olympic champion Kim Yuna. Soon after that, she went to Russia for long-term training. In April 2012, Song became the first Korean rhythmic gymnast to medal at the World Cup Series, Category B, and placed fourth in the individual overall. In the 2012 Olympics, Song placed 6th at the qualifications. At the all-around finals, she was ranked 3rd in the rankings up to the second rotation until a drop from her clubs. Song placed 5th overall at the finals. She became the first Korean rhythmic gymnast to qualify and reach the all-around finals at the Olympics. In 2013, Song started her season competing at the Moscow Grand Prix, where she won bronze in clubs. On 30 April, she got a silver medal at the 2013 Padua World Cup. She finished 4th in all-around at the 2013 Sofia World Cup, and she shared the bronze medal in hoop with another athlete. Then she competed at the 2013 Asian Championships, where she became the first Korean rhythmic gymnast to win gold in the all-around. She also helped Team Korea win the silver medal. Song won her first gold medal in the 2014 Lisbon World Cup. In the event finals, Song became the first Asian and Korean to win three gold medals in this part. Song was named the best athlete of the year, 42% of the votes ahead of Kim Yuna, and was awarded the MBN Winning Sports Award. In 2015, Song withdrew from her first scheduled event citing illness. In 27th to 29th March, Song returned to competition. She then competed at the 2014 Bucharest World Cups, but withdrew from the apparatus finals after suffering an ankle injury. In 2016, Song started her season participating at the Moscow Grand Prix. She won silver in hoop, bronze with bow and ribbon, and she placed fourth with clubs. On August, she competed at the 2016 Summer Olympics, held in Rio. Song qualified in the rhythmic gymnastics individual all-around final, finishing 4th overall with a score behind the bronze medalist. Song has some advertisements such as LG, Pantone, and Mr. Pizza. She appeared on two episodes of SBS variety show Running Man, which is hosted by the nation's MC Yuen Suk. She has also since appeared in episode 130 of KBS 2 TV variety show Win Win, sharing about her hardships and struggles while training for competitions. Song also participated in Infinity Challenge. While on Happy Together, Song revealed her good impressions towards popular Chinese swimmer Lin Zetao. In 2013, she appeared as a guest in episode 322 of Running Man. So that's all for today's program. Thanks for your listening. See you next week.
Cast, producer,
Yvette, Li Yifei.
Broadcaster,
Yvonne, Liu Siyue.
Billy, Liu Haopeng.
Journalist,
Manny, Zhang Nunxin.
Rachel, Rong Yuanting.
Letty, Lei Ting.
Ada, Xu Yang.
Ines, Tang Yizhou.
Steve, Zhao Yueyang.
Kyrie, Yu Haoming.
一个人的时候，听荔枝 FM。